back.
It's good to be back. Turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10. Before I read, I'm just going to read one proverb here, one verse. Let me say this about not so much the whole book of Proverbs, but many of the proverbs that are in the book of Proverbs. A proverb is this. It is divine truth at its essence. It is divine truth stated directly and briefly. I know sometimes I think we preachers think that it's what we have to say, but it's not what we have to say, it's what we have to proclaim from this book that matters. Now, I will not keep you too long this morning, but I'm giving you nothing to compare that to. So just know I'm not going to keep you too long this morning. Remember, a proverb, it's divine truth at its essence. It can have multiple applications and multiple meanings, but never does it mean anything other than what it's saying. But it can have multiple applications or meanings. It's different, that is, a proverb is different from epistolary truth. In other words, Galatians 3:13 says this, and I have you turn there. I know I had you turn to Proverbs first, but hold your spot there and listen to this verse, Galatians chapter 3, where the Apostle Paul says this in verse 13, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. That means exactly what it says and nothing else. Nothing less, but nothing else.
That's right.
That's epistolary truth. It's encapsulated and sent from God. It's God breathed through the Apostle Paul. Now, so is the Proverbs.
Yes, sir.
But you have to be careful in a proverb and not try to pigeonhole that proverb.
Yeah.
Now, let me read you a proverb. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 7. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot.
Amen.
Now let's just get right to it. I think if you read this, you can see that it's clear that the memory of believers in our past is blessed.
Yes, sir.
Right? That's what it means by just. There's not a just man upon the face of the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. In other words, there's none of us just in ourselves.
Exactly.
We have no justification in what we do.
Right.
There is no justification in what we do even after God saves us.
True.
Not before God.
Amen.
The memory of believers in our past is blessed. I think you read that. You can see that, don't you? Now let's mention a few names. No, I don't want to mention them all. But John Farron, Earl Nunabel Cochran, Bobby Trent, Jay Smith, Roger and Edith Lilly, and most recently David McCullum. And you miss these people. You miss these people. Your heart has an empty void in it when they're gone. Why? Because they believed God.
Right.
And if you believe God, you can relate to that.
Yes, sir.
And if you knew them, you related to them.
Amen.
And here's what I remember. Here's what I remember. I remember a gospel ear and devotion to assembling together. I think of one in particular, and it's certainly true of all of them, but I think of one in particular who heard Earl on the radio many years ago, and he told his wife, he said, I've got to go listen to that man. That's the way it works.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the way it takes place.
Yeah.
And drove for almost an hour every Sunday that he could, he and his wife, to be here in this little old place.
Yeah.
I think of a handshake in time of trouble. When someone is at a very low place because of circumstances in their life, and someone just reaches over and shakes your hand and then don't let go.
Yeah.
But just looks at you and really can't say anything.
Yeah.
But what do you say?
Yeah.
But I remember that. I remember gospel hunger.
Yeah.
Be together and you hear the preaching of God's word, and sometimes we have things to do, I understand that, but oftentimes we would linger around and people would ask questions and talk about what they had heard about the gospel. A gospel hunger. The memory of the just is blessed. I think of restoration. I remember one of these in particular that had for a little over a year a really rough way to go. And it left us for a little while. Not out of anger and hatred, but because of inner turmoil.
Yep.
And Ellen, God brought that man back.
Yes, he did.
Broken and hungry for the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And I preached, I pray God I preached Christ, but I mentioned baptism one time, and after the service he said, Walter, let's get this done. Let's get this done. I think of gospel giving. One of these people in particular, words do not express the gratitude I have for that individual who seemed to always stand at the forefront and on occasion would say, Pastor, what do you need? Can I help you some way? How can the church help? My heart just melts when I think about that. Then there are a few other little things. I remember one of these individuals evidently being so relaxed during the message when Earl was still living and Earl was preaching. He always sat right beside me and I heard a little noise. I guess he had to have been relaxed. I looked over to see and he had out his pack of cigarettes. Boy, and he was getting one out and reaching for his lighter. And I said, Jay, don't do that. Now, if you think smoking is sinful, you may not see the brevity in that, but I do. Until I, you know, unless I go see now, I'll always remember that thing. Jay, don't do that. Don't light that thing up right here. That's got to be relaxed. But not all names bring blessed memories, do they? The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Now this is what God says about some people. This is not simply about we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Though that's true, and I'm not belittling that. This is the name. You see it? The name of the wicked. Not even names. We're talking about even individuals.
Yes, sir.
The name of the wicked shall rot. First of all, their name is rot before God.
Exactly.
And therein is the most dangerous place.
Yeah. That's right.
God does not see all of mankind with a favorable heart and mind. God does not love everyone. And every preacher who says that lies through the spirit of Antichrist. God said, I love Jacob, I hated Esau. The name of Esau was rot before God.
That's it.
Right. Not because Esau was any worse than anybody else.
Oh, no. Right.
The name of Jacob was blessed before God. He'd chosen him before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
But not because of anything Jacob had done. And it clearly states that in Romans chapter 9. But not only that, just a little bit of counsel. Their name is Yes, it's rot before God. But here's my counsel to us this morning. Dwell upon them and it'll rot your mind. If you dwell constantly upon them, it'll rot your mind. Paul says, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, and you go through that, he said, think on these things. Exactly. Remember those things. Yeah. The memory of the just is blessed. If there's someone out there that says, I hate God, I hate what you preach, don't dwell on them.
That's right.
Pray for them, maybe so. I say maybe so. Maybe so. But don't dwell on them. Well, it'll rot your mind. It'll rot your mind. Not all names are blessed. Ah, but the memory of the just. That is, those justified by Christ before God. And that's the only way you'll ever be justified before God, is by Jesus Christ. And He did that, first of all, by His blood. Not by faith. By His blood.
Amen.
The justification that is associated with faith would be of no value whatsoever apart from justification by blood.
Amen.
And justification by faith is looking to Him who shed that blood.
Amen.
The memory of the just is blessed. To think about, there are other worms out there, Seth, that God saved, and if He's given you the privilege of knowing a few of them, Mac, that's a blessed memory.
Yeah, sir.
But those memories, as blessed as they are, those memories, if they stand alone, if that's all I have, is memories of that and them in the past, they are, if that's all that I have, they are but an emotional hole into which we can plunge ourselves into mere sentimentalism.
Amen. That's right.
This thing of salvation is not about sentimentalism.
Exactly.
We're sentimental creatures, but it's got nothing to do with justification before God. It's got nothing to do with being the memory of the just is blessed. Those memories, again, if they stand alone, that's all I have. It's just an emotional hole that I can plunge myself into.
Yeah. Right.
Because the memory of the just is blessed.
Yeah, that's right.
Now listen, the memory of the just. Now, remember others. Yes.
Yeah.
The memory of others who were justified by Christ in the sight of God. That's a blessed memory.
Yes, sir.
But there's also the memory of those who are justified.
Exactly.
And still alive today.
Yes, sir.
Turn to Isaiah chapter 51. And I'll show you, try to show you, may God show you, I should rather say, what I'm talking about here. Remember, this is a proverb. Proverb, or Isaiah, listen to what the prophet Isaiah counsels in verse 1. And that's all I'll deal with for now. Isaiah 51. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness. Notice he says follow after it.
Yeah, exactly.
Who do God's people follow?
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
That's what it's talking about. It's not talking about, well, I follow after righteousness, I don't watch certain TV shows.
Exactly.
Now there are probably certain TV shows you shouldn't be watching, because they'll rot you just like the wicked, the name of the wicked will rot. But that's not the point. It's following a person.
Amen.
It's following a person. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness. Ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn. And the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. That's a memory.
Yes, sir.
That's in the memory. But notice first, no one is ever dug from the hole of the pit. And notice they are dug from the hole of the pit.
Exactly.
From which you are digged. Someone else did the digging. You didn't do it.
Exactly. Yeah.
But no one is ever dug from the hole of the pit who was not first hewn from the rock.
Amen.
Notice that comes first. These Old Testament saints weren't as dumb as some people like to talk like
there
they
you
were.
Go. Right.
Huh?
You're
They may have spoken a lot of metaphorical language, metaphors of their day, but they still followed after the Messiah. Mason, they were looking for that coming one that Moses prophesied
Amen.
Of.
Amen, that's right.
When were these people hewn from the rock? They were hewn from the rock before the foundation of the world.
That's right, sir.
God chose them in Christ before the world ever began. He's the rock.
Amen.
Book says that.
Yeah.
He was even that rock that followed those Israelites through the wilderness, remember?
Yes, sir.
Paul didn't say that rock represented Christ. No, sir. He says in 1 Corinthians, he said that rock was Christ.
Amen.
There was an appearance of the Christ of God as a rock.
There you go. Yeah.
I can't explain that. Mac, that's just the way it is. Hewn from the rock. That's something God did before the world began.
Amen.
But everyone that's hewn from the rock will be digged from the hole of the pit. If you're still in the pit, you ain't been digged yet.
That's right.
He digs you out of the hole of the pit.
Yep.
You don't. You might smell like the pit, Joe. Oh, yeah. You still got great, or not so great, memories of the pit. Mason, the pit's still a part of what I am, but I'm still digged out of the pit. I don't dwell in the pit anymore.
Amen.
Because God Almighty laid hold of me by His free sovereign grace and digged me out of the pit.
Yes, amen.
There's a memory that's blessed, is it not?
Yeah.
You look back and remember where you was and where God dug you from.
Sir.
Hmm? And then the thing about it is, you're not going to know, you'll never know if you were hewn from the rock until He digs you from the pit.
Yes, exactly.
He hewn you from the rock. You were hewn from the rock before you're digged from the pit, but you have to be digged from the pit before you can ever say, I was hewn from the rock.
Amen.
As long as you're still in the pit, you've got no right to think, even suppose, that God Almighty hewn you from the rock. Oh, but when He digs you from the pit, you have the right to even be called the sons of God.
Amen.
According to John chapter 1. Is that not what it says? He came into His own received Him not, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power, that's the right, the authority, to be called what? The sons of God.
Amen.
And John went on to say, and I think it's 1 John, He said, it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when we shall appear, we shall be like Him. But even in light of that, He says, even now, though, we're the sons of God.
That's right.
Even now.
Amen.
The memory of the just is blessed.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty saves you, you'll remember it.
Exactly.
Unless some calamity of the mind, some accident, you know, causes you to, something to happen with your mind, you'll always, you can't get over that.
That's right.
This was not some walking some church aisle and praying some so-called sinner's prayer. This is being in the hole of the pit, in the filth and the mire of our natural corruption and hatred for God, and God digged me out of it.
Amen.
You can't pray a prayer and dig yourself out of the pit.
No, that's exactly right.
You can't believe enough to get up out of the pit. You got to be digged out of the pit. And when He digs you out of the pit, you'll believe Him.
Amen.
You'll rest in Him. You'll trust Christ. You see, the memory of other believers is nothing if I'm not a believer.
That's right.
Right?
Exactly right. Yeah.
Being reminded of other believers, no matter how sweet it might be, no matter how much I miss them now, if I'm not a believer, it doesn't matter at all.
You're right.
It's all facade.
Yeah.
It's all emotionalism.
Yeah.
It's right. All sentimentalism. The reason we miss them who are gone on before is because we were all made one.
Yes.
In Christ.
Amen.
We're one with each other.
Yes, sir.
And we're one with Christ. We are bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, the book says. That is those who are justified in God's sight by Jesus Christ. So that means we're a part of the same body. Right? So much so, Paul puts it this way, when one member suffers, they all suffer.
Yes, sir.
And that's especially true in connection with those that God by providence has connected us to in a local assembly.
Yes, sir.
Isn't it? The memory of the just is blessed. Because here's why I say that the memory of other believers is nothing if I'm not a believer. Here's why. We are not converted by their memory or the memory of them. No matter how blessed it might be, you're not converted because you remember somebody else that believed, because you think about somebody else that believed. You're converted by the truth of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ personally. Whether God saves anybody else or not, that's the way God saves his people. Mason, as if that one, when he digs them out of the pit, is the only one in the pit. And that's the way it'll take place for you.
Yes, sir.
I remember a brother saying one time about that straight way. Remember, there's a broad way, Christ said. There's a straight way. And that don't mean this. It means tight. It means tight. Straight. S-T-R-A-I-T. And then straight way. He said one thing about that straight way. You can't take anybody else in with you. Because God Almighty brings you in that way by yourself. He says, I call my sheep by name.
Amen.
And on that day when he saved, what was it? One instance was 5,000, wasn't it? He still called each and every one of them individually.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And we're not digged out of the pit because my wife was digged out of the pit.
Right.
You're not digged out of the pit because your dad was digged out of the pit.
That's right.
Or your mom or your brother or your sister. You're digged out of the pit because God said, I'm digging him out of the pit. But here's something, it's a fact. I do not always have proper God-honoring memories of even both those things. Remember that? Some that I remember in the past, there were times when I had a falling out with some of them. Thank God we were restored.
Yes, sir.
But you understand what I'm saying? And sometimes, Joe, I certainly don't conduct myself as though I remember I've been digged out of the pit.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
How about you? Yeah. I'm not going to try to answer. I know what the answer is,
yeah.
Whether you know it or not.
Yeah.
But you have to answer that yourself. I don't always conduct myself with the memory that God dug me out of the pit. Ah, but the memory of the just, J-U-S-T capitalized.
Yeah.
Okay? But the memory of the just is blessed.
Amen.
What I mean by that is this, to be in God's mind.
Yeah. Amen.
For him to remember me.
Amen.
There we've boiled it down to its prime essence.
Yes, sir.
The memory of the just. God's just one.
Amen.
The one seated at the right hand of God the Father, sitting on the throne. His memory, that's blessed.
Amen.
Huh? You see where we're going with this? You see how we keep boiling it down, Joe, and boiling it down to where it finally comes down to this, what Paul told the Galatians. And remember, the Galatians had some serious trouble. Some of them had moved away from the gospel of Christ unto something that Paul called a perverted gospel.
Yes, sir.
Did he not? But he said this, in Galatians 4, in the first part of verse 9, after that you've known God, or rather,
yeah,
are known of God.
Amen.
All for him to remember me.
Exactly.
Yes, sir. You see, God knows of all without exception. But God knows only his people. You see the difference in that? God knows of all without exception. All that ever were, all that are, and all that ever shall be. God knows about and of them all, but he don't know all.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, not only does he know us, Job, according to Paul in Romans 8, verses 28 through 39, he foreknew us.
Amen. Yes, sir. Exactly.
He foreknew us, not our deeds.
Yeah.
Not what we would think or say or do. He entered into covenant relationship with us. He foreknew us.
Amen.
And what he said of the elect amongst Israel in the day of old is true of all the elect today. Of you only have I known.
Right.
Of all the families of the earth.
Amen. Right.
Yes, God knows about and of all without exception, but he knows only his people.
Amen.
All to be known of God.
Yes.
Because as I said before, something could happen to you or me. We could be in an accident, Mac, and I may forget about all this tomorrow.
Yeah.
He could take my mind. Right, Mason? Oh, that he remembers me.
Amen.
The memory of the just. And there is one just one in and of himself. That's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Think about this. Turn to Psalm, the 103rd Psalm. Told you I wouldn't keep you long, so let's put it in high gear. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. There's some memory, right?
Yes, sir.
Right? Now look, who forgiveth, aren't you glad that next word, all thine iniquities. What about ones that ain't even committed yet? Yeah, them too.
Yes, sir.
Them too.
Amen.
Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. And let me tell you, this ain't about your body, Chad. This is about the disease of your soul. And the disease of my soul.
Yeah.
That's the disease that will kill me forever.
Amen.
But he heals that.
Yeah.
Look, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Oppressed how? Not because somebody just don't like me, but oppressed in here because of me. My worst enemy is me,
Amen.
Not you.
Exactly. That's right.
My worst enemy is me, not the devil.
Exactly.
He is an enemy.
Oh, yeah.
My worst enemy is me.
Yes, sir.
Me. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord, now think about it, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? Plenteous, oh what a word. And plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. Oh, look at it. He hath not dwelt with us after our sins. You know why? It ain't because God just overlooked them.
No.
It's because he dealt with them in the person of his Son.
Amen. That's it.
He dealt with them in the person of his Son.
Amen.
He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, when something bad happens, and you think, well, is God trying to get me back for what I did wrong yesterday? No.
You're right.
If he's going to get you back, you'll wind up in hell.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Because that's how God satisfies justice on that side of the scale.
That's right.
He hath not rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgression from us.
Yeah.
Now Mason, I still see it all in me. But God said I removed it from you. He's the one that matters.
Right?
Right?
Yes, sir.
I still see it. It's in here.
Okay.
It's in here. It's in here. Oh, in here. But God said, I removed it from you.
Yeah.
I believe him.
Amen.
Look, Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame and remembereth. You see it? What does he remember about us? You're dust.
There you go.
You're dust. But he's plenteous in mercy, slow to anger. He hath not dealt with us according to our iniquities. Let me give you a prime example of this, that God's memory is preeminent. That's what I'm saying. This, God's memory, the memory of the just, is blessed.
Amen.
I have an example of this. You remember the two thieves that were crucified alongside of Jesus Christ?
Yes, sir.
One on the right side, one on the left side, and both of them at the beginning, according to one writer, railed on the Son of God.
Yes, sir.
Talked bad about him.
Yeah.
Hmm? I don't know what all they said, Mason, but I'm sure it wasn't good.
Yeah, exactly.
But something happened to one of those thieves.
Yeah, that's right.
And I know what it's called. He was dug from the pit.
Amen.
Even while he hung there, dying in his last moments on earth. Amen. And his mind turned toward Christ.
Yes, sir. Yes.
So much so that he even looked at the other one who was still railing and said, "Don't you fear God? We're getting what we deserve. This man's done nothing amiss."
That's right.
But did he tout his memory? Did he say, "Now, Lord, I'm remembering you"?
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
No.
Jesus, now, think about this. I'm remembering you now. Is that what he cried? You remember what he cried, don't you? Lord, remember me.
Amen.
When thou comest into thy kingdom.
Amen.
Christ told that man in his dying, last dying moments, "Today you will be with me in paradise."
Amen.
Mason, if that sufficed for him,
that
suffices for us.
Amen.
It ain't about what we remember, though what we remember is important. It's about what he remembers. It's about who he remembers.
Amen.
That's what it's all about.
That's right.
That's what it's all about. Mac, that's what it boils down to. Lord, remember me.
Amen.
And you know what? How could he not, as one said years ago? He'd wrote his name down in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
How could he not remember him? Huh? How could he do it? He remembered him. Truly. Truly. The memory of the just in all of its aspects. Right? In all of its aspects. Truly the memory of the just is blessed.
Amen.
Father, continue with us as we fellowship together and eat together. May it be a sweet and blessed time. God, conquer our hearts and minds to the obedience of Christ. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Let's eat. Everybody stay if you can.
That's good.
Thank you, Joe. You got to go, Matt?
Yeah, I got to go.
All right, man.
Remembers.
All right.
Told you I wouldn't keep you too long. Take off the microphone.